This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. Paul Esposito with you, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church, and I thank you for joining us here today. It is Wednesday here this morning. Your radio dials have tuned in, not to really WMIE or WWBC, but your radio dials, your dial, your spiritual dial has tuned into WGOD. That is God. This is God's frequency. He's always broadcasting when you go to His Word. He's got a lot to say. He's got a lot to say today. We're going to get in as much as we can here in 14 minutes and 30 seconds. We're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 11. We're looking at the two witnesses. There's too much in this for this one sermon. That's why we're meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. And I invite you out this week for another look, a detailed look. We're going to bring the blackboard out. It's open for questions. We're looking at the two witnesses. Now, we are at 1000 North Banana River Drive. I pastor Island Community Church. 1000 North Banana River Drive. It's right in Merritt Island. You are invited. We're only meet for an hour or so, maybe an hour and a couple odd minutes, 6 to 7 or maybe 10 after 7. Love to see you here tonight. In the meantime, this is part 3 of 4, looking at these mysterious men. We're looking at how they're killed, too. The Antichrist says it comes out of the bottomless pit. Their dead bodies lie in the streets for 3.5 days. And I want you to see and understand today that all of the characters in the book of Revelation are supernatural. They're not just your run-of-the-mill people. Many of them, if not all of them, have already lived. There's more to them than meets the eye. These guys, the Bible says, God says, these are. And He's telling you who they are. And if you have a good Bible, the scripture reference will take you back to Zechariah, that these guys were alive back then. The Antichrist comes out of the bottomless pit. There's more to these people than meets the eye. That's what we're looking at here today. This is part 3. We'll wrap this up tomorrow. Love to see you tonight. Here is the next part of this message, the two witnesses.
Onward. 3.5 years of no rain. All the water turned to blood. Verse 7. Now when they finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Notice the true origin of the beast. All right, first of all, remember the easy-to-understand symbolism in this book. The dragon is Satan. The lamb is Jesus. The stars are angels. The sword is a weapon. A horse is a vehicle, like a Dodge or an international harvester. Well, they don't make them anymore, do they? And now, in chapter 13, you've got the beast. The beast equals the unholy Trinity. Antichrist is called the beast. False prophets called the beast. Satan's called the beast. It's the unholy Trinity that we see as Satan once again tries to mock God and imitate God with what he does. He marks his own and he has his own Trinity. These symbols are easy to understand. Notice where the Antichrist comes from. Not from Houston, not from Schenectady, not from Jerusalem, not from Corpus Christi. He comes from the bottomless pit. Just like Elijah, just like John the Baptist, this man is supernatural. All the characters in this book are supernatural. I put it to you, Paul Esposito tells you today that the Antichrist has already lived. He's already lived. He's waiting in God's green room, waiting for that call to come out. The Bible is a supernatural. Every character in here is supernatural. Chapter 11, verse 4 told you these two witnesses were alive in 450 BC when Zechariah was the prophet. John the Baptist is supernatural. Read the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6. There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. Elijah's supernatural. The Lord said, if you're willing to receive it, he is Elijah. If you're willing to receive it. The Bible's got book of Revelation. Every person you read in here is supernatural. There's more to them than meets the eye. The Antichrist comes out of the bottomless pit. He's already lived. Whether or not he's died or not, I don't know. That's not important. Don't let Hollywood corrupt the truth of God's end times players. Verse 8, their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city that spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. That leaves us guessing, but luckily there's a comma there. He's not done. Where also our Lord was crucified. So where's that? Right, Jerusalem. I called it Sodom. He would have got me if he would have left it there. He explains everything to us. Verse 9, then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not let their dead bodies be put into graves. Like I've said before, I've said it last week and many times, my understanding from my studies and through seminary and going to school, this was the second most popular proof text for atheists in all of the Word of God for some 1,500 years. Hear that? Those from peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations, that means everybody, will see their dead bodies for 3.5 days. The question, the argument was, how can everyone in the world see two people dead at the same time? Therefore, we have our proof now that the word of God is false. There is no God. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Here's your proof. What do we say this morning? Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Just because you don't understand it doesn't make it not true. You got to believe God with the things you don't understand. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Do you have faith in him today? Do you believe and trust in the things you do not see? He's always kept his word. He's not going to stop now. There's going to be a temple in Jerusalem because he said it's going to happen. We just have to believe him at his word. Those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5. Isn't that funny too? I saw that this week. The Jews never wrote time that way. Remember? You know how we always say, the Jews always count a little bit of another day as a day. You know, when people try to explain how Jesus was crucified on Friday and raised on Sunday, they say, well, any portion of a day they count as another day. Well, how about here? Notice how exact he is to give you a half a day. Jews don't write down time like that. Any part of another day was considered another day. Haven't you read the stuff on his crucifixion? Well, part of Friday counted as Friday, Saturday, any little part of Sunday counts as Sunday. Not here, apparently. Where God is exact and tells you 3 1/2. There's that number again. Very important number. They will see their dead bodies 3 1/2 days. And they will not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. And those that dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another. My studies and understanding, this is 400 years before anyone invented Christmas. No one's ever heard of Christmas. One of the first was Constantine, 300 years later, in 325. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts, because these two, what's it say? These two, what's it say? Who are the two witnesses? They're prophets. I've never saw that before today in my studies this morning. We always call them witnesses. Well, the two witnesses, you know, your Aunt Jane and Uncle Leroy. Two witnesses. The Bible calls them prophets. I've never seen that before. I've studied this 10 billion times. Prophets. Like Elijah. I've got a book at home, my wife will tell you. It's called the Book of Enoch. Read in the Book of Jude. Enoch says the Lord's coming with 10,000 of his saints. Enoch was a great prophet. I've never noticed before, as many times as I've studied this, the Bible calls these two witnesses prophets. For what it's worth, I think it's worth a lot. Was Moses a prophet? Not really. God called Abraham a prophet. Remember when the Egyptian took his sister for a wife? He said, don't lay a finger on her, because her husband's a great prophet. God called Abraham a prophet. But a prophet, so to speak, no, not really. Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophets. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. Imagine that. Oh, what utter torment. These guys got up and told them that Jesus loves them. We know how horrible that is. Right? That's my signature on my email. If you ever get an email from me, it says, if you're offended that God loves you, you've been deceived by someone that hates you. You're offended that God loves you? These two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. They get up and say, God loves you. Jesus got up and said, God loves you. Look what happened to him. I'd say that Satan has deceived a lot of people. What do you think?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.